And this comes at a time when we when it has been revealed that that the security measures, the safety, if you can call it that, of the silo system is being called into question.
Right.
Rachel Maddow did a really good spot on this.
Yeah, and that was based on a New York Times article. And that was the information that, you know, there's been a lot of money allocated to fix the silos, in particular in the Great White North, you know, or what used to be the Great White North of the United States.
Now it may just be North Dakota, South Dakota, yeah, Montana, and
those
Wyoming,
places,
yeah.
Right. I mean, I actually once stayed at a ranch just up the I was in Montana. I stayed at a ranch that was just up the road from a Minuteman silo. It's pretty scary.
Tourism site.
Tourism site, right. And you know, the problem is that those Minuteman silos are ancient. I mean, they were built in the 60s.
Right, yeah.
And they're falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't want a silo falling apart and blowing up one of the nuclear, you know, tipped missiles in that silo and spreading radiation,
sure,
locally.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want it taking off. You don't want the missile taken off by itself either.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So when Trump was asked how he was going to, what it was going to cost to repair this this jet from the gift quote from Qatar, mm-hmm. Qatar. There we go. His administration would not reveal what the cost is going to be, but apparently, I think, and thanks to the New York Times and some other good investigative digging, they found that. There was a $934 million transfer, nearly $1 billion transferred out of the money appropriated to upgrade these silos to make sure accidents don't happen.
Right.
That was appropriated, missed it, but that was redirected by Trump to fix up his plane.
Yeah, who
feels that's a good idea?
The entry was $934 million for gold paint. Right, we don't know what this $934 million is, but it corresponds to what the estimates were, because the plane has to be taken apart and put back together, right? And
why does it have to be taken apart and put back together?
Because first they have to upgrade it in terms of making it able to survive, like, a nuclear holocaust.
How ironic.
Yeah, exactly.
Gosh.
And, you know, also if it were attacked, you know, they fired missiles at it, things like that. But at the same time, they also need to be sure there aren't listening devices and other things where somebody could be sitting there and knowing exactly what's being said on this plane by the people, you know.
So what if they take it apart and found that the Qataris have installed microphones or whatever kind of device you would install to record conversations?
They're going to play like rap, you know, they'll play like, you know, bad rap music constantly, make them listen to it. I don't know. They have to get rid of them.
Or maybe they would just play a continuous loop of the reading of the satanic verses.
Actually, it would be worse. They could play country music constantly. That would drive me nuts. But no, I mean, the whole thing is so ludicrous. And of course, the other issue was that the DOJ decided that the arrangement where the plane was going to go to the Trump library after he leaves office, if he does leave
office.
Do
they have a shelf they can fit it on?
No, but that basically he would have use of it via the Trump library.
Where do you store it at the library?
I don't know. There'll be
a hangar.
There'll be some airstrip that's big enough near the Trump library.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, who knows where he's going to put the Trump library?
Maybe
he doesn't build it from the first.
Maybe if they build a ballroom at the White House big enough, they could store it there.
No, that'll just be too hard to land it right there. But so they literally are taking money from something which is there to protect the American people. Whatever you may believe about nuclear weapons, that's their goal,
yeah, right,
is to deter a nuclear attack and at the same time to protect the American people by having one of our own missiles blow up in the middle of the United States.
And they're being sneaky about it. They're refusing to tell us why, you know, what this cost is.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, but this should infuriate 99% of the public. We should all be furious about this.
It's one of those issues, though, that I think most people are just concerned with what's going to hurt my bottom line. And rightfully so, because people
live. I know, that's why I said should.
I think those are the concerns. And that's why to them, and to at least it should be, the tariff issue should be a heck of a lot more important than the Qatari plane.
Hey, Charles, we've got to wrap up the show. Folks, Charles Goldman's been with me today.